So here we are with Lisa Quick on Lyme Regis Coast, and we're about to talk about the work with Griffey Barcelona and installing a wireless infrastructure for the festival. So first off, tell us about what you've installed on the coast.
Well, we've got a mobile network that's providing us with temporary internet connectivity along the beachfront and on Monmouth Beach for the fossils, just limited for a time period of the Fossil Festival, just so that we can invite our visitors to investigate with our digital applications.
Yep, okay. How's it been? How's it been working with the guys from Barcelona, and how have you found the whole experience?
Oh, it's been tremendously challenging but tremendously enjoyable. We've had communications sort of like where we've needed to communicate and clarify points, but between them trying English and me trying Spanish, we've managed to get the gist of it down. And they've been so helpful, so keen. They're very community-based, the same as we are, and I think they feel very related to us in a sort of family way. You know, they stay in our houses, we cook them food, we've been invited over to them, we've stayed in their houses. It's been a real friendship rather than anything else.
And what partners have you needed to work with locally to make that happen? I understand you had to get some permission to put things on roofs.
Absolutely, yeah. No, we've had to ask local businessmen and local organisations, local charities. Everybody has chipped in. Everybody was a little bit wary at first. They needed all of the information before they could decide, because obviously Lyme Regis has got a lot of listed buildings and a lot of history, and we had to make sure that what we were putting up wouldn't detract from that at all. If you're putting a piece of technology on a Grade 1 listed building, then you need to make sure that you're doing it in such a way that A, you can get permission, and B, it's not an eyesore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've got the network up for the weekend.
Sure.
You've got some ideas to maybe have something permanent infrastructure in the
Absolutely.
Town?
Absolutely. As soon as we had it up and running, everybody who was a little unsure about A, would it work, or B, how useful it would be, has done a complete 180, and everybody's screaming to make it a permanent fixture. The town council, the traders' organisations, it's started getting really exciting now. So from the Spanish team coming over and helping us as a community-based, sort of like almost surrogate family, they're hopefully going to progress into something that can be, you know, a very extensive paid job for them. So that's worked really well for them as well as for us. At the moment, we're in a very peculiar